Yes.
You are worthy. You are so worthy.
Worthy, hey, somebody. Worthy is the Lamb. Hey, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are so worthy, Lord. You're worthy. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. And I praise you, Jesus. And I glorify your name, Jesus. And I worship you today, Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I lift my hand to you right now. I thank you. In spite of, no matter what happened, Lord, you are my rock. You are my soul and my shield. And I thank you, Jesus, because I'm a winner. I'm a winner, and I win because Jesus said, fight the good fight of faith. And when you fight the good fight of faith, you win. And I'm a winner. I know I'm a winner. I would not let the devil win over me. I would not let him win over me. I'm a winner, and I'm sold out for Christ. I know Jesus is the Lamb. Yes, he's a worthy, is the Lamb. Lord, I thank you. Oh, I glorify your name. Lord, I magnify your name. And I lift you up, Jesus. And I thank you that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. And you save me. You save me. You save me. Thank you, Jesus. You said in John 3:16, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. You said we would have everlasting life. Well, we shall have everlasting life. And that word shall is a promise. God promised us, y'all. He'll give us eternal life. And I thank you today. Oh, Father, I lift my hand to you, Jesus. Oh, to you, Lord. Oh, to you, Jesus. I lift my hand to you. Oh, what you've done for me. Oh, what you've done for me. I lift my hand. I lift both of my hands to you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. And I praise you, Jesus. And you told me in John the 15th chapter, hallelujah, Jesus, one of my favorite verses, 15 chapter verse 16, you said, I didn't choose you, but you chosen me. And you ordained me, and you anointed me, and you called me to preach the gospel. And I'm not going to let no devil in hell stop me, knock me, or block me. I'm going all the way for Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Father. I glorify your name. I need to praise Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Can I get somebody to lift their hand and praise God with me? Can I get somebody to lift their hand?
Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise
him.
Hallelujah.
And lift their hands and praise God with me. Come on, somebody, and let's praise him today. Let's give him what due him. Let's give him what due him. We owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And good afternoon to you, man of God. Good afternoon to you, man of God. And I want to say
good afternoon. Good afternoon. Praise him.
I thank you, man of God, for allowing me to come on this platform today and bring forth the word to the people of God. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for all of those who are connected to this now network. May God richly bless you, and all of those who are listening today, God loves you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have so many ways that God loves us. Well, I would like to give you 7 ways that he loves you. Amen. I want to give you 7 ways that God loves us. Number one, God loves us with atoning love. He atoned for our sin. And number two, God loves us with calling love. God calling love. He is a promise to always be with us. God promised to always be with us. Amen. And number three, God loves us with redeeming love. God redeeming love frees us from guilt and fear. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number four, God loves us with justifying love. God justifying love allows us to stand accepted before him. Thank you, Jesus. And number five, God loves us with adopting love. He adopts us into the royal family. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number six, God loves us with sanctifying love. God sanctifying love. Hey, Jesus. God sanctifying love sets us apart for his special plan. Y'all know God have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. And I thank him today, and I praise him, and I glorify his name today, and I lift him up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. We're in week 24, y'all. This is June. We're in week 24, and God is moving. God is moving his power. Oh, he's moving. I can feel the power of God moving, going into 2018, and I thank God for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. And I ask everyone who is listening to me today by the sound of my voice, I ask you by the sound of my voice, get your Bibles and turn with me. Those who have their Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter, verses 9 through 11. And it reads, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. Verse 10 says, the thief coming not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to say to you again, good afternoon, everyone. I'm your host, Virginia Valentine, bringing you the word of the Lord today. I will be ministering to you today on the topic, I am the door. I am the door. I choose my subject from John the 10th chapter, verses 9 through 11. Says, I am the door. I am the door. I am the door. This is Jesus speaking. He's telling us who he is. He said, I am the door. A door, as Wesley defined it, as a barrel by which an entrance is closed and open. The means of right of entering, of participating in. Jesus said in John, the 14th chapter, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, Jesus was talking to Thomas. He said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Jesus established that truth, being the way, the door. Let's talk about that, saint. When we come to a house, building, or a gate, the first thing we look for is a way, the way in, right? We look for the way in. Thank you, Jesus. We need a way in. We need access. The door gives us a means of access. Some doors are forbidden to Satan people. What I mean, saints of God, by that is, for example, when we go to a place of business, there are some doors that only those that have the proper ID to get in. Did you get that, saints? You got to have the proper ID to gain access. Jesus began the door to eternal life. Let me say this again. Jesus being the door to eternal life, blessing, healing, deliverance, peace, everything we need, just like Jesus said, but by me, but by me. If you try to get to the Father in heaven, listen at this, saints of God. If you try to get to the Father in heaven any other way, Jesus calls you a thief and a robber. Saints of God, Jesus is the door. There is no other way. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. Jesus is the way. And he is the only way to the Father. I hope y'all are getting this. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus said in verse 9, listen at this, y'all. He said, I am, this is Jesus speaking, I am the door, hey Lord. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall is a promise. He promised us if we enter in through the door, we shall be saved. Stop right there. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, saints? I am the door. By
Amen.
Me, if any man enter in, if I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall is a promise. Y'all, Jesus promised us he'll save us. Let's stop right there. Did you hear that, saints? If we go
Amen.
Through the door, hallelujah, if we go through the door, who is Jesus? We shall be saved. Shall mean a promise. There it is again. Shall mean a promise. God promised us, hallelujah, Jesus. God promised us we shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad that I am saved. Because I know one day Jesus reached down into the guttermost. And he brought me into the uttermost. And I've been saved ever since. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I need to say again, Jesus is the way. I hope y'all are hearing me. I say Jesus is the way. He is the door. We got to have Jesus. We got to have him because he is the way and he is the door. He's the only way that you can get to the Father is through him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, glory to your God. I need to
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Jesus is the way. He is the way. He's the only way. He is the door. And we got to have Jesus. We got to have him. Hallelujah, Jesus. When we go through the door, we become his sheep. I say when we go through the door, we become his sheep. Say we are his sheep. We are his sheep. So we come to know his voice. And he declares, Jesus declares that his sheep knows his voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Who do you belong to? I'm talking to someone on the airways today. Who do you belong to?
Jesus.
Who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? When he said he declares that his sheep knows his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Who do you belong to? I know who I belong to. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be traveling. Listen at this, my sisters and my brothers. You may be traveling to your destination. There may be more ways than one to get there. Going to New York? What about California? You can drive. You can fly or take the train. Listen at this, y'all. But to get to the Heavenly Father, there's only one way. Hey, Lord. You got to go through the door. Well, who is the door? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you now. Jesus is his name. Jesus is his name. There's only one way. You got to go through the door. Who is the door? Jesus is his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's finish verse 9. And shall go in and out. Verse 9 says we can go in. Or we shall go in and out. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We shall go in and out and find pastors. Oh, Jesus. Meaning we will find everything we need, y'all. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, we will find everything we need, saints of God. You know how the thing goes. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Well, behind this one door, I know. Y'all, this is this. Behind this one door, I know it's salvation, healing, delivering, and every need met. Thank you, Lord God. John 10 and 10, thief, the thief. Y'all know Jesus called Satan a thief. The thief coming out but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I want to stop right here. Jesus is letting us know what the thief comes to do. First, he comes to steal, to take what does not belong to him. To steal your inheritance, your joy, your peace, your faith, your praise, your worship. Then, hey Lord, then to kill your quality of life, your health, mentally, emotionally, to kill your dream, to put an end to. Oh, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, Lord, under your Son of our Son. Look, God, what he come to do. He come to steal your health, your life, mental, emotion, to kill your dream, to put an end to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a father of lies, and he also is a murderer. Thank you, Jesus. Then to destroy. He wants to destroy, to ruin. This thief is no ordinary thief. Did y'all hear that? Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Say, hello,
hallelujah.
Somebody. Hello, somebody.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Hello, somebody. The thief
hallelujah,
is no
Jesus.
Ordinary thief. He's no ordinary thief. He wants to ruin our life, y'all, our testimony, our relationship, and our destiny. Hey, somebody. Under those sheets.
Hallelujah.
Then to destroy. This is what he came to do. To destroy, to ruin. This thief is no ordinary thief. Y'all know that. This thief is no ordinary thief. He wants to ruin our life, our testimony, our relationship. Our destiny. But guess who's standing at the door? Guess who's standing at the door?
Oh, jeez.
Guess who's standing at the door?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Guess who's standing at the door?
Hallelujah.
Guess who is the door? Guess who is the door? Guess who is the door?
Hey,
oh,
Jesus.
God, hallelujah. It's Jesus. It's
hallelujah.
Jesus. I got to say that again. I want y'all to get this. But guess
say it again.
Who's standing at the door? But guess who's standing at the door? Guess who is the door? Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's Jesus, y'all. It's Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands,
hey.
Somebody.
Hey.
Lift your hands, somebody. Lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
praise
lift
him.
Your hands. And guess
hallelujah.
Who's standing at the door? Guess
Jesus.
Who's at the door?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's Jesus. Oh,
thank
Lord.
You,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says, I am come that they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. Jesus is saying, I'm here to take care of you, to watch over you. That's just like Jesus. Listen at this. Jesus is saying, I'm here to take care of you, to watch over you. One translation says, the thief purpose is to steal and kill and to destroy. But look what Jesus said. Jesus said, my purpose.
Yeah.
My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Jesus' purpose is to give us a rich and satisfying life. Did you get that thing?
Yes, amen.
That's out the New Living Translation.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said in verse 15, y'all to hear this in my closing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said in verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I, the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. He laid down his life for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, when I lay it down, I pick it up again. And that's exactly what he did.
Yes,
he did it for us, y'all. He laid down his life. And then he picked it up again on the third day. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Glory
hallelujah.
To Jesus, somebody.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To Jesus.
Glory
he died
to Jesus.
For you and me.
Thank you, sir.
He died for you and me. Didn't he do
yes,
it on
sir.
Calvary?
Yes, he
didn't
did.
Didn't he do it
praise
on Calvary?
Him. Yes,
oh,
he,
yes
did.
He did.
Thank
oh,
you,
yes,
sir.
He did. Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
He did. Oh, yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
He did it on Calvary.
Didn't come to hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Praise of God. Praise of God. All those who are hearing my voice today. Praise of God. All those who are hearing my voice today. The door is Jesus. The door is Jesus. He is the door to life, righteousness, peace, and joy. Come to the door, somebody. Come to the door, somebody. He'll let you in. And Lord Jesus, when you get in, oh, but let me tell y'all something. When you get in, what a time, what a time, what a time, what a time.
Hallelujah.
What a time, what a time, what a time. What a time. Hallelujah, Jesus. The door
hallelujah.
Is Jesus. He is the door
hallelujah.
To life. Righteousness, peace, and joy.
Hallelujah.
Come to the door, somebody. I'm
yes.
telling somebody right now.
That's
come
the
to the door.
Hallelujah.
Come to the door,
hallelujah.
Somebody. I got both of my hands lifted up. You need to lift
yes,
up your
Lord.
Hand and come to the door. He'll
yes,
let you
Lord.
In. He'll let you in. He'll
Lord.
Let you in. And Lord Jesus, when you get
hallelujah.
In. But when you get thank in, God. What a time. What a time. What a time, what a time, what a time, what a time,
thank you, Jesus.
What a glorious time,
hallelujah.
What a time,
hallelujah,
hallelujah Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
The folks that were all the saints gathering home, what a time,
thank you, God. What a love,
but all
hallelujah.
The saints gathering home, what a time,
yeah.
What a time, what a time, glory
hallelujah.
To your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise.
Hallelujah. Somebody need to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come
hallelujah.
Somebody need to
oh,
come to the door.
You,
I'm talking to somebody today.
You,
come to the door.
Hallelujah.
Come to the door.
Praise.
You know who's at the door. Jesus,
thank
he said
you,
he'll
Jesus.
Let you in.
Yes,
and Lord Jesus, when you get in, y'all know what's going to happen when we get in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What a time. What a time.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you for being the door. You are the door. You are the door. You are the door for the sheep. You are the door. And I thank you for being the door today. I'm glad God gave me this message today to talk to you.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad He gave me this message today to talk about the door.
Yes,
to talk about the door.
Hallelujah.
Let us know He's the way, the door.
Yes, Lord.
He is the door. He is your door.
Eternal life.
He is my door. And this door gives you what? Everlasting life. All you got to do is
thank
come
you, Lord.
In. Glory to your name, Jesus. I'm not all shining.
Hallelujah.
And I praise
Hallelujah.
Today. And I want to end by saying, I love y'all. I thank God for you. I thank God for the broadcast radio, for the P2P ministry, for those connected to this Now Network,
yes, Lord.
And for everyone that is listening in. Do y'all know God loves you? And I
yes.
love
Thank you,
don't you ever forget, God loves you. He said in John 3:16, He loves you. He loves
Hallelujah.
You with everlasting love. And I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
thank
being the door. Thank you for
you,
being
Lord.
The door. The
thank
door.
You,
this is all
thank
the
you,
see the door.
Hallelujah. We love you too, Sister Beautiful.
And
Evangeline.
I praise you and I love y'all. I love you, Minister Terry.
Yeah, well, you know the Now Network, P2P Ministry, and all the listeners. We love you, and we appreciate the word you bring on 52 Weeks of Love every day. You know, every Friday, I'm on the Now Network, but Friday I look forward to just listening to you because I tell you,
praise
you
God.
feed that word of God into my
yes,
spirit.
Yes, Lord.
So I tell you, ooh, let God continue to use you and share it like you're doing, sharing it with us. Praise the
thank
Lord,
you, Lord
and the listeners.
That's what
I
want to do.
Yes,
I love
you are doing.
Amen.
You are doing. Amen, amen. I love you, sister,
yes.
And I pray that you have a wonderful evening today and then also a joyous weekend. And God bless you.
Yes,
God
thank
you.
God bless you, my sister.
Thank you.
God bless
I'm gonna
you.
Go.
Hallelujah.
Go. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Afternoon, family. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Minister Terry. Here with What's the Word. The word today is time alone with God. My scripture reference today is Psalms 37:4. I really love this scripture. It says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." Amen, amen. He shall, a promise of God. Hallelujah. Family, are we spending time with God through our personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus? We could never spend enough time with God for all that He has for us. Amen. But He is glorified that when we do, we spend the amount of time, no matter what the amount of time, that we are spending time with Him. Time with Him in worship. Amen. He allows us time. He allows us time to go to the job, which He has provided. He allows us time with family. That's time we should share the love of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. He allows us time for our daily chores to be done. Amen. Again, I ask, are we spending time with God alone? Time with just you and Him, me and Him. What we call, some call, the prayer closet. Amen. Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Family, Jesus went to pray to the Heavenly Father God all the time and everywhere. And that's what He did most. He prayed. Amen. And family, we should also pray. Amen. But first, family, we have to get an understanding of what the Father wants from us. His directions are clearly revealed in his word. Amen. He already knows our needs and our desires and our wants. Amen. He knows the God of all. He's sovereign. He knows. But today, family, I'm speaking on time alone with him. Quiet time. Stillness. No interruption. No TV. No cell phone. No house phone. Nothing. Just God and me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Family, I tell you, where we can speak with him and ask him anything, anything we need answers to, anything we need answers to of life. I tell you, family, ooh, I'm just loving and enjoying his word. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We can ask him for directions before we do things. And it could stop us from making all these careless mistakes in life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. His will, his way, and his word. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. I love that scripture. And he says, be still. Yes and amen. Time alone with the Father is for listening and allowing us to hear his voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. This may take some time to build up for our one-on-one relationship with the Father in Christ Jesus. We know the only way to the Father, is through his Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. In this relationship, family, Christ Jesus, he is our bridegroom, and we the church, all part of the body of Christ, are joined together as one. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. And we have to desire and have a hunger to want to seek more of him. Amen. I love also this scripture too. I love the word of God, because I'm getting so excited when I read it. Praise the Lord. I love Matthew 6:33. He tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the righteousness of God, and all things will be added unto you. Ooh, amen. Hallelujah. Seek him first, family. We get things wrong. We want to go get this brand new, this big house, this brand new car, and we don't even have God leading our life through his Son Jesus. Hallelujah. Head of my life, head of your life. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, time alone with him, I tell you, we receive confirmation of his word before we pray. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Matthew 6:9, ooh, the Lord's Prayer. It instructs us on how to pray. All in Jesus' almighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because when we pray, family, there are some things the Father has commanded us. This scripture, Mark 11:25, I had to meditate on this for a while. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespass. Amen, amen. Now, family, we would not know this if we don't read his word, and that we must forgive anyone of anything. I'm telling you, family, I had to meditate on this one, and go to the Father over and over to forgive. And finally, I forgave, and the love of God poured in. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. That's why it's so important to find quiet time alone to spend with God. God and Jesus Christ are one. We have to make time, family. We have to make room in our households. Amen. We have a household and we have other family members. We have to make time. Cut off everything. Make time for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I know what works for me, family, is early morning. And sometimes late nights, I'm not really a night person. But if I wake up through the night, I can talk to him and call on him anytime during the night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have to know, and we have to make time, and we have to focus and meditate. Meditate and give God, give him our all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we have to meditate on every scripture. When we meditate on the scripture, we can get an understanding. If we don't get an understanding, we have someone to go to interpret that so we can get an understanding of what the Heavenly Father is speaking to us. And family, I tell you, the quality of the word is much more better than quantity. You can read the whole Bible in so many days, but did you understand? Did you get an understanding? Say, he's talking to each and every one of us. I tell you, when the scripture, I tell you, family, when it resonates in your heart and it stays on your mind, that's when you say, ooh, hey, that's for me. And apply it to your daily walk. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The word of God has scriptures for life. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your illnesses, whatever your problems, you can go to the word and you can receive comfort. You can receive healing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Bye. I tell you, family, we receive that from his word. And he is accessible at all times. He's available for all, but we have to access him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Family, sometimes if the household is busy or midday and you need to just take a walk, you can take a walk. You can walk and talk with God. Jesus Christ, they're all one, same one. You can go to the park, find you a shade tree, and meditate. Family, I tell you, he is so worth it. Oh, so holy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Spend time alone with God as much as possible. Amen. Family, we have to make him. We have to make Father God. We have to make him and want to hear. He wants to hear from each and every one of us. He wants to hear from us. He wants these relationships to bond. He wants us to bond our relationships with Christ Jesus. And he wants them to laugh with our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Ooh, thank you, family. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The foundation, Christ Jesus. Ooh, he is a foundation. Hallelujah. And family, I tell you, the time is now to increase him in your life, to elevate our relationships with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. To receive direction. With all things, with all the things, family, going on this in this world, we have to be more in tune with God. Ooh, but we know we are in the world and not of the world. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The enemy is, she said it earlier, the enemy is so busy to rob, to kill, and destroy our spirits. Ooh. No, it's not happening. When I feel him coming, I rebuke him in the almighty name of Jesus. And I repeat a scripture or two, and then I'm cool. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke 4:21 tells us, and he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled. And I tell you, family, faith comes by hearing the word. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word. Family, we have Jesus Christ. He is our vine, and we are the branch. Through him, we can go to God. We can go to the Father. He is our only connection to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have to spend time with him to get to know him. Amen. The word strengthens us, our relationship, with Christ Jesus, the word of God, hallelujah. the Heavenly Father, which are one. Thank you, Jesus. The word, it strengthens us to be obedient. I tell you, if we follow His, just follow His statutes, our daily bread. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Time alone with God builds our faith. Amen. He is not seen. He is not seen, but He is Spirit. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our daily bread, His word. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Find time, family. Make time. Take time. Do whatever it takes, ooh, to get it in, like a workout. Amen. Whatever you put in, you will get out. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Prioritize your time, your day, which He has all given to you. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God and Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell you, family, when we draw nearer to God, He shall draw nearer to us. Thank you, Jesus. He will. He will refresh in our spirit. And I tell you, He refreshes me. Hallelujah, Jesus. He grounds me. And He grounds you too, not to go left and not to go right. He will strengthen you where needed. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And we serve an amazing, awesome, and miraculous God that deserves our best and time alone with Him. Hallelujah. I go to say to him in time alone and in prayer to work on my patience. He reminds me to be anxious of nothing, but in everything, thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, in everything, be thankful. Thank Him over your circumstances. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when you are, ooh, thank you, family, when we are in our closet, our solitude, time alone with God, ooh, have your notepad near. I like to keep a pad at the side of the bed because, ooh, thank you, Jesus. It may be something we just need to jot down. Ooh, and what if you need an understanding? You have to have that pad with you, things you may want to ask about. Get that understanding. And when we go to Him in quiet time, we must confess our sins. Ooh, that we have already repented. And I thank God I am sinning less. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Also, my prayer request, we have to make sure that any prayer request that He hasn't known, we haven't made known to Him, that we make known at that time when we spend the time. We have to thank Him to worship Him. And we have to have a designated place. Position ourselves either on our knees or standing with our arms lifted to God. Ooh, whatever is convenient and His Son Christ Jesus, a priority. And family, stay in rhythm with it. Don't miss a beat. I tell you, deny thyself. Ooh, I'm denying self. God is done. And we are doing something new for Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, what we do for Him, it will last. And He receives all the glory. He deserves our best. I tell you, family, He deserves our best. He is available for each and every one of us to access Him. Hallelujah. We spend time doing everything we love to do. Do we love and have a passion for Christ? Thank you, Jesus. I desire more of Him. Sometimes I can't go back to Facebook to tell all my family and friends that I love them. Agape love, hallelujah, Jesus. Because I tell you, family, I can't focus on nothing but getting more of His word, listening to His word, reading His word, meditating on His word, more of Jesus than less of Him. I tell you, family, He said He shall give you the desires of your heart. within his will, and he will do it for you too. He is no respecter of persons. He loves each and every one of us. Make him priority. Make him personal, family. He loves you, and so do I. Establish your time alone with him. Hallelujah. Time alone with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you. I love you. I thank you, Father, all my family and friends. I thank you for my Down Network family, the P2P ministry. I thank you for your son, Christ Jesus, who is the cornerstone and head of my life that has changed my life. I thank you for this day, which you have made, Father God, and I am rejoicing in it. Rejoicing over circumstances, rejoicing over the things going on in the world, because I know, hallelujah, Jesus, where I go, you will be with me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And I love you all. I tell you, family, this is the day the Lord has made. In Jesus' name, rejoice and be so glad in it. Hallelujah. Evangelist Valentine, my beautiful sister, I'm sending love all the way to Louisiana. You receive it? Well, God bless you. Family, enjoy your weekend. God bless. You made it all.
truth is, we never would have made it unless you were there for us, Lord Jesus.
We worship you.
Every time we shine, you're there. That's why we worship you. We worship. Turn the other cheek and walk the extra mile and give and give and give and give again, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Almighty God.